I've got 30 minutes of more music you love on the way.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 31, Johannesburg 30. Wrapping up some of the day's headlines, a woman has died after a fire that destroyed the entire Broadwalk urban village last night. As the cause is being probed, the acting mayor of the city, Jackie Sekwaila, visited the site in Midrand.
We are struggling now to locate the owner. We can only engage further once we get the owner. It's a city we can discuss with him so that we assist each other to meet each other halfway.
The Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwagube, briefed the media today. This is on the impact of budget cuts on the education sector, and she asked to convene a 10-by-10 meeting co-chaired by Ministers of Finance and Education.
So that we can work together and find solutions. First, immediate solutions, but also we need to look at longer-term solutions.
The Executive Director of NAPTOSA, Basil Manuel, joins her in the call for solutions.
Our schools are becoming more and more overcrowded, classes are becoming bigger, and teachers are being expected to work more.
In other news, Stats SA released a report today that showed a 5.5 decrease in the transportation of goods via freight rail. This now between July this year compared to July 2023. Chief Economist at Econometrics, Azhar Jamin, says if a solution is not found soon, the country will continue to lose billions in revenue.
This is also a reflection of a potential supply problem. The inability of the country businesses to procure the goods that they and the inputs that they want into production process.
And it's more than 100 days after the formation of the Government of National Unity, and the Deputy President, Paul Mashatile, says up to now, economic growth was at the forefront. Mashatile addressed the South African Democratic Teachers Union at its 10th National Congress in Boksburg, Ekurhuleni.
It's no point in building an economy that grows, but there are no jobs. We are therefore compelled to be robust in how we think about economy, to prioritize the building of an inclusive and sustainable economy.
Meanwhile, the ANC National Executive Committee member and Justice Minister Thembi Simelane appeared before the party's Integrity Commission today over allegations linking her to the looted VBS Mutual Bank. The commission, which serves as the ANC's accountability mechanism, will now determine whether Simelane can continue in her role as minister and NEC member in line with the party's step-aside rule. And finally, the remains of liberation fighters who died in Zimbabwe and Zambia have arrived in the country. The SABC spoke to those who were there.
I can call the people at home and say, he has landed, the eagle has landed.
He's ultimately home. I think I rejoice, everybody rejoices, and it's closure, you know, I think for every family member who is here.
I'm Marlene Fouché, hoofnuus die uur, die Johannesburg Metro. Sy soek nog na die eienaar van 'n gebou in Midrand wat gisterand afgebrand het.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I don't.